Olympia. The news has gone so far beyond absurd that I can't watch it anymore. The little boxes with their talking heads all talking about the same damn thing. So I switch the channel again, let myself be mesmerized by the swimmers with their exquisite butterfly wings, the way their bodies undulate through the water, rising open-mouthed, as if in praise, then diving down, making it seem effortless. And I'm reminded of Leni Riefenstahl's film Olympia, documenting the 1936 Games in Berlin, and how, as the movie progresses, the athletes in shadowy black and white leave the stadium behind, turn godlike, their sculpted bodies blossoming like time-lapse flowers in the sky. Yesterday, scrolling down my Facebook feed, I read about a woman in Missouri who saw Donald Trump's likeness in a tub of butter. The way once upon a time somebody was always glimpsing the Virgin Mother in everything. But there it was, the face I see in every other post, bubbling up in the yellow spread, bulbous mouth frozen mid-holler. The swimmers in the individual medley form a graceful V like a flock of soaring geese, the pool morphing into Riefenstahl's majestic sky. I have a friend who can see the spirit animal in everyone. For her, every trip to the grocery store is a safari. But I understand it now, watching these swimmers mount their blocks. This one's a gazelle, that one a panther. Leni Riefenstahl loved Hitler. Her beautiful films were the glorious Aryan face of his regime. And before the ceremonies began, her camera lingered on him, his right arm raised to a surging sea of outstretched arms. Though the mood is festive, her chiaroscuro montage takes on the somber tones of history. But today, I love the swimmers for what our animal bodies can do when the spirit wants it enough. I lean forward as the one in the middle lane closes in on the world record line. Someone strung up a Confederate flag at a Trump rally yesterday, which I told my husband is exactly what I would do if I were a protester. I'd disguise myself as an asshat, hoist it up, and wait for the cameras. But of course, that wasn't a joke either. Riefenstahl disavowed the Nazis after the war, but I wonder if her love lived on in some secret bunker of her heart, where she only dreamed in black and white. Another record is broken. A new medalist stands on the platform. I can't help it. My eyes well up. The lady in Missouri says she thought for a moment about putting her tub of butter on eBay to see what she could fetch for it. But in the end, she just wanted buttered toast. So she dipped a knife in and handily scraped away the apparition of that little angry face.